You know, I think of the since I got the Holy Ghost, yeah, not as many defiling things, you know. I haven't been drunk, I haven't been smoking pot. I'm glad. You know, I don't see it as perfect, though, by any means. But I, you know, the progress that I've seen encourages me and makes me wait for the full end, which is perfection in the image of Christ. You are not your own. We are, you know, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, which we have of God. The Holy Ghost is in us, and God gave it to us. Some people think they get the Holy Ghost just by saying, I believe. And then, because the scriptures say, those who believe, the Holy Ghost is going to come. And so people say, well, I'm going to believe. And then the Holy Ghost doesn't come right away, right? But then they say, well, he has to come. So he did come, even though nothing happened. But they'll say, because you know what? They want to make themselves fit. They want to make the gospel fit them. And so they make a doctrine that fits so that they can claim to be. So they say, well, you know, I believed and he sent it invisibly, imperceptibly, and with no gifts. I mean, the Catholic Church, the priest used to... I'm not going to say anything because it was probably a rumor I heard. And nothing unclean. It was just, I think someone told me once that like he would slap him across the head or something. I don't think that's what it was. Okay, so I'm just going to stop. I forgot what it was. They had something to sort of signify because people realize you can't just like, what, nothing happens and you say, well, there, did you believe? Really? Yeah. It happened. Really? I didn't notice anything. Oh, it happened. Don't worry. Like the word says that. I don't know. Every time I see someone getting the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts or anywhere in the Bible, there's always something happening. They're speaking with new tongues. They're prophesying. There's works that have to happen. Because otherwise, how are you going to be sure? Unless you know you've got something from God, that God sent you something. That you know, that testifies to the same experience the apostles had. It's got to be a mirror of that. And we're going to get to talk a lot about that in Corinthians coming up. So I guess we'll look forward to that. So we have this of God. Not of our own assurance. Not of the doctrines of men. But we have it of God. God gave me the Holy Ghost. I didn't get it from a doctrine that says, oh, I believe and it's just there even though I don't perceive anything. Because that's the doctrine. He imperceptibly comes. It's kind of like the rapture. You know, it's just invisibly, secretly, quietly. It's just a lie. They don't have the Holy Ghost. And honestly, when God... If you just assure yourself in vanity, he's not... what do you think? He's going to come to you? Oh, no. I want you to wait. Those who give up. Look at the apostles. They waited till Pentecost. Why till Pentecost? Why not right when they believed? You're bought with a price. The price that was paid was Jesus' own blood. We need to be mindful of that. His blood. To me, it's hard to keep it in mind. I'll tell you what. There's so many things in this world. Distractions and things that want to turn our hearts away from the Lord. Sometimes it really just angers me. I mean, just the things that would come against me to stop me. Those things make me angry, you know? The zeal. I don't mean in the sense of, like, unrighteous anger. I just mean in the sense of I get zealous against them. Therefore, I glorify God in your body. Let's glorify God. Our body should be something that glorifies God. I mean, the things we do in our body have to be things worthy of Christ. Things that glorify him. Things that indicate that he's bought us. You know, it's so easy to be like everybody else. It's so easy to just slip into society. You know? For the most part. I mean, when you're abnormal like me, sometimes it's not so easy. But, anyways. Still, even though it's so much more easy in the sense of, hey, it's a lot harder to stick out. Japanese have a proverb, you know, the nail that sticks out gets hammered down. And even our society of, you know, glorifying, you know, eccentricity, you know, I gotta remember, I live in a very conservative area of rural Illinois. So, my neighbors aren't really into that, you know. I'm about as eccentric as they can handle. You know, but, hey, we want to glorify God, not fit in necessarily, even if it's easy to fit in. Especially when it's easy to fit in. And in our spirit. The body and our spirit are God's. And even our soul. You know, it's not mentioned here, but it's, you know, God has given his spirit to us, and it mingles with our spirit and gives us a new spirit. We have the spirit of his dear son, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You know, there's a lot. The spirit is a subject that, man, not just the spirit of God. I mean, just like spirit. What is that stuff? You know, it is a subject I think that could take up really, literally hours of consideration, because I have so many thoughts on it. And some people love to simplify. Oh, it's the intellect, and oh, it's this and it's that. It's like I see truth in a lot of what people say, but I like to understand what is the teaching of the Scripture concerning these things. And so maybe someday we'll do a specific study on that. I think that would be interesting. But our body, our spirit, body plus spirit equals soul. It's all God's. Because he bought us.